This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. John Marashi, a celebrity cosmetic dentist and referred to as the Tom Ford of cosmetic dentistry. Based in the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles, his focus is in the artistic restoration of a smile and is renowned for his absolute precision, technical expertise, and natural aesthetics. His highly personalized approach to his work has garnered Dr. Marashi a loyal patient following made up of Hollywood celebrities, musicians, professional athletes, and prominent business leaders from across the globe, including the likes of Ryan Seacrest, Ben Affleck, Pink, Halsey, Tom Hanks, and more. And that's already quite a list. And Dr. Marashi, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me this morning, and very kind of you for such a sweet and generous introduction of me.
And you're more than welcome and most deserving, so no problem there at all. We just aim to please. So tell us about your practice, for starters, area of specialty, and what led you to this profession to kick things off today.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite questions. And, you know, as you mentioned, I'm a cosmetic dentist, and what I do every day is this. You see, I love people and I love smiles. And what I think I do better than anybody out there is when someone comes to see me, I will look at that person and help them achieve a smile that looks so beautiful and natural for them that for the rest of their life, that every single person that they come into contact with, they're going to feel confidence and positive energy, and that person on the other side of that smile is going to feel the same thing. And so when I think about that, about the number of people that I'm going to impact through that smile and how people are going to feel, it's just a really great way to go about life.
And the passion certainly comes through. There is no question about that in what you do in the industry that you're in. Tell us, what would you say sets you apart from other cosmetic dentists in your field?
There are three things that I focus on every single day when I come in. And the first pillar is precision. There's no substitute for the quality of dentistry. I like to think of myself as a watchmaker. And, you know, anyone who's seen one, they think of this guy who's hunched over with magnification, working with the tiniest instruments and the highest level of precision. And I treat my dentistry that way. In fact, I actually use a surgical grade microscope for the procedures that I do. And so imagine if you were looking at your tooth and maybe it's the size of like a fingernail, right? But when I'm looking at it, you know, it's about the size of a football practically. It's magnified so large that I can get in there and get the detail and the precision so things are accurate, that things are going to fit properly, and things are going to last a long time. So precision is very important. The second pillar is experience. In doing cosmetic dentistry, you have to have done enough of this every day routinely for years and years on end to have had the experience to handle a wide variety of cases, to know what to do, and to be able to execute consistently time and time again. And I've been very fortunate in my career to have done enough of this, especially since I started doing this while I was in dental school, to get the reps under my belt where I have a high level of proficiency with it. The third thing, which is my favorite of the three pillars, is artistry. And this is the hardest, and this is the one thing that you can't teach. You know, an artist can look at something and see the sculpture, see the drawing on the blank page before they've even taken their first swipe at it. And so one has to be able to not only visualize in their head, and then their hand has to be able to do it. And in my humble opinion, I feel that's one of the more difficult things to teach someone. There has to be a bit of an innate talent and ability to be able to shape and sculpt in a manner that looks incredibly beautiful as well as very, very natural.
Well, anyone tuning in is probably already sold and would be visiting you tomorrow if they are in need. So beautifully, beautifully laid out and explained in what sets you apart from other cosmetic dentists in your field. Are you working on anything exciting right now within your practice, and how has your work had an impact on others? A dual question there.
You know, I'm so glad that you asked this question. So there are two huge problems in dentistry, and they're the two that nobody really wants to talk about. Okay, the first is this. Not everybody can come to Hollywood, right? Because there are locational and access issues. And it's not that there isn't, you know, like a dentist maybe in your town or whatever, but now people are working longer and harder, and, you know, traditional jobs are different and hours are longer. So the ability for people even to make it to the dentist is a little bit more challenging than before. And the second thing that very few people want to address or talk about is cost, because it's the big white elephant in the room, right? This stuff is expensive, no matter how you slice it and dice it. So, you know, as I have developed through my career, I've always thought about this, like, you know, how do we get people access to dentistry, and how do we do cost containment on it? Because if I gave away my services for free, I mean, there's only one of me, right? So I can't take care of everybody. So I'm proud to let you know that this past August, I launched a dental company called Byte. It's B-Y-T-E. And what Byte is, it is a clear aligner system for dental care that straightens your teeth in about half the time, and it whitens your teeth at the same time, and it does it for a fraction of the cost of what a traditional dental office would be charging. And so I can't even tell you how exciting this is, because now we've checked these two boxes, right? About I didn't tell you why on the location. Because it's direct to consumer. So we're actually bypassing going to the dental office completely. So now what we're doing is we've opened the floodgates where people who didn't necessarily have the time or the ability to get to the dentist's office, who didn't have the money to go see a dentist, can now get access. And let me give you an idea of what we're looking at in terms of cost. It can be as low as $62 a month, so less than most people's telephone bill, which is pretty exciting. And now there's an opportunity for people to get a beautiful smile, straight teeth, and white teeth, and get it done in a timely manner. So that's probably the most exciting thing that I'm working on, and checking these two boxes I was telling you about location and about cost.
And that is quite exciting news right there. Convenient, economical. You can't beat that today. We are with Dr. John Marashi, a celebrity cosmetic dentist based in the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles, California, here on eHealth Radio's Cosmetic Dentistry Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Marashi, what are some common misconceptions about cosmetic dentistry? Example, veneers, aging, etc.
Oh, you know what? The two most common, and you know, you'll hear it as the butt end of a joke, you know, in a movie, or, you know, amongst people just, you know, chatting and laughing, is always first the appearance. You know, that if you have veneers, they're going to look like big white chiclets, you know, oversized horse teeth. You know, everybody's probably heard those terms before. And the second is, if you are going to get veneers on your teeth, that the dentist is going to file your teeth down to like little nubs. And, you know, these two things that people talk about exist for a reason, because regrettably it does happen. And the reason why it happens is because there are dentists out there who are well-intentioned and are trying to do the right thing, but maybe they just don't have the level of experience, precision, training, artistry, you know, and they're getting subpar results. And so they end up putting teeth that are too big and too wide on people, and they're a bit heavy-handed on the teeth when it comes to, you know, doing the reshaping of the teeth. And so when a veneer is done properly, first of all, in terms of the aesthetics, no one should know that you even have it. This should look like either the teeth and the smile that you were always born with. It's something that's supposed to complement your facial features, not be a standalone feature. So I really pride myself on that there's going to be no chiclets walking out of the door here. The second thing is that where I was talking about teeth being filed down to nubs, I mean, you know, oftentimes teeth are short and worn and damaged or discolored. And part of the reason why you're doing the veneer is to give a little more volume to it. So filing the tooth down is actually kind of counterintuitive to the whole thing. You actually want to preserve as much of the original tooth structure as possible. So it needs to be a very conservative procedure in that regard. That's a great question. Thank you.
And you're most welcome, and a very entertaining response as well. What are some key tips or advice that you would have for someone looking to have cosmetic dentistry done, or general advice that you give those who seek your services?
Absolutely. The first thing for someone who's looking to have cosmetic dental work done is when they're sitting down with the dentist, they should have references for that dentist to begin with, because they want to make sure that this person, you know, perhaps has worked on a friend or a family member or something like that. I think that that's very important for them to consider. The second thing is that they should be asking the dentist to show them examples of their own work that they've done, of cases that are similar to what their existing condition is. And the reason for that is because, believe it or not, manufacturers actually have albums out there of smiles, you know, to show people, you know, what smiles and veneers can look like, but it's not their work. So, you know, it's a great visual for patients to see, okay, these are what the possibilities are. But at the end of the day, it's the person, you know, who's treating you and working on you, you know, that you need to have the trust and the confidence in. So I think the more validated that that person can be, and that you've actually seen examples of their work and that you like how it is and what their aesthetic design is, that's definitely going to increase the odds that you're going to end up getting quality treatment. And if all else fails, you can always fly to Los Angeles and come see me, right?
For sure. And that is a great option. And we can't thank you enough for joining us here today and being a part of eHealth Radio. Really some tremendous information on cosmetic dentistry. Where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in Los Angeles and Brentwood, and also be in touch as well?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So for my practice, they can go to drmarashi.com, drmarashi.com. And for Bite, they would go to biteme.com, and it's biteme.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. Marashi, all the best, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly all ours. We've been speaking with Dr. John Marashi, a celebrity cosmetic dentist based in the Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles. And for further details, visit drmarashi.com or biteme.com. Both links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.